Hi, welcome to Podmas day one. So I was thinking about how I wanted to do Podmas this year, and last year I just sat down and recorded at my desk in my old flat, which seems absolutely crazy to me now. But this year I wanted to make it even easier because it's going over a weekend and I don't have time to bulk record. I was technically still on mat leave, so I had a little bit more time, and actually Anais was mobile but not walking yet, and a lot easier to kind of work around. Anyway, if you don't know what Podmas is, well, you're going to find out now. It's 12 days of 12 mini episodes that are 12 minutes long, where I chat about a different thing each day, and there are prompts, but you don't have to follow them. If you want to join in, you can just do 12 little episodes of whatever you want, or car alarm there, or you can do an Instagram live or Instagram story. But I've actually digressed, because what I was saying was that this year I wanted to do it really easy breezy. So I'm just fitting you into my day. So you're going to hear lots of ambient sound of the road and seagulls maybe. I'm currently on my way to Hermes parcel shop to drop off a jumper that I sold on Vinted. So that's what you're hearing. The weather is absolutely beautiful. The sky is completely clear. I actually kind of need sunglasses. And as you can hear from my voice, I'm getting over a nasty cold, which actually I came down with it day before last, and basically spent most of yesterday in bed drinking turmeric lattes, or golden milk, or whatever it's supposed to be called, and eating, and what else was I doing? Drinking kombucha. And I feel a gazillion percent better today. So, power of vegan food, I guess. Power of a vegan lifestyle. Okay, enough rambling. I've only got 12 minutes, so I don't know why I'm wanging on. So today's prompt is the best piece of advice I was ever given. Or the best piece of advice I've ever been given. However you say it. I think it's much easier to remember the worst piece of advice you've ever been given than the best, because it just is. Like most things, we tend to ruminate a little bit on the negative stuff and just incorporate the positive stuff into our life and forget where it's come from. But And to be honest, it was really hard to pin down just one bit of advice that was amazing, because I feel like I'm constantly learning. I'm constantly, I don't know, being shaken up and thinking differently than I did even a couple of weeks ago or a few months ago, whatever. And even when I think about myself this time last year, I feel so different in my business and motherhood and being a wife, I don't know, everything feels different. So I can't imagine what I'll be like next year. And probably I'll listen back to this episode and be like, what? That was the best piece of advice you've ever been given? But this one is actually a really old piece of advice, which somebody gave me a really, really long time ago. Okay, I'm back. I just took an extended break to find my way. I had to get back to Google Maps. So yeah, the best piece of advice I've ever been given is something completely unrelated to business, and it was a really long time ago. When I first went traveling by myself when I was 24, I didn't do a gap year or anything like that. I went traveling when I was 24, and it was because I hated my job. I hated it. And okay, so the advice is kind of twofold. It was a year before my dad died, maybe 18 months before my dad died. So he was diagnosed with cancer while I was traveling. Anyway, I really hated my job. I was being bullied. And I remember it was a very small company. And I remember people highlighting that my boss was an absolute arsehole. But obviously you kind of internalise it and presume it's you, like you just think it's you. And I've never been very confident in the workplace anyway, so, and fuck, I was 24. It's crazy, isn't it? I was so young. Anyway, I remember ringing up my dad one lunch break and just being in tears, like, oh, I don't know what to do, like I'm so rubbish, I'm scared to go back to work. She's just awful. Yeah, she did some really weird stuff. And when I look back at it, like we would go through some work together and she'd be like, yeah, this is really, really good. And then we'd go into a bigger meeting with a bigger boss and the boss was like, this is terrible. This is not the direction I wanted you to take at all. And then my direct boss was like, yeah, that's a shame that you went that way, Lucy. But like, what is going on? Am I going mad? You prepped me on this beforehand. Now I see it as she was just at sea next Tuesday, you know? Anyway, needless to say, my dad said, just quit. Just quit. You've got a bit of savings. And just hand your notice in at your flat, go travelling. You won't need money when you're travelling, not much. You can work, or whatever. And I know, that's very privileged, but I did have some savings. And I had an ISA, which I put my student loan in, and then I worked. So I put some of my anyway, long story short, he said, the most important thing is not letting your confidence be chipped away at even more, because it just gets harder and harder to bounce back. And that was a really good piece of advice, because I quit, I went traveling, I fell in love with travel and Thailand, and that's kind of been the pattern for my life. And then when I was traveling, I remember there was some decision, very small decision, I should say. It was something like, should I go to on this tour, or should I, whatever, or should I buy this bit of tat or not? And my friend said, or actually it was more likely, should I kiss this boy or not? And my friend said, go with your gut. Your gut is never wrong. And I was like, what do you mean? Of course it can be wrong. And she said, no, it is never wrong, because your gut is the only thing that changes and grows with you, because your gut is you, it's the true you. So if you listen to your gut, then, you know, not nothing bad will ever happen, but you'll never make the wrong decision. Apologies for that break again. just had to go into co-op to drop my parcel off. Yeah, so I suppose going with my gut and listening to my intuition is something that served me really, really well. And the times when I have done that and felt really aligned with what I really want to do, things have really worked out for me. But that's not to say it's been really easy. And that I haven't ignored my gut or thought I was listening to my gut, and actually I wasn't, I was listening to noise. And I'll definitely get into that a little bit more throughout the conference, because some of the prompts really made me think about similar things, but you know, bad business decisions I've made, some bad advice I've been given, times when I've lost confidence in myself, but also times when I've been taken advantage of, really. And I'm sure other people will relate to this too. It's not something that only happens to me, but You know, some of these things were really recently as well. So it's such an ongoing practice. And actually, I think when I'm able to really listen to my gut, or I should say, when I can hear what my gut is telling me, tends to be when I'm looking after myself in all the other areas and aspects of my life. And that's normally when I'm most content, and I'm able to block out noise, block out comparisonitis and all of those revolting emotions. And I don't know, it looks different for everybody. I'm not somebody who sits and journals every day. I sort of have a bit of a journaling practice, but it really comes in the form of one line for my tracking my cycle. I don't really have a gratitude practice in reality. I do try and remember to be grateful every day, but I don't write it all down. I also don't really give a shit. I'm never going to be that person that has this big journal and just, you know, goes out into the garden with a coffee and just writes streams of consciousness and then reads them back and goes, oh wow, that's what I was thinking, that's my next business decision. So I'm being a bit facetious and flippant. I don't mean to. But anyway, coming up to 12 minutes now, so I'm going to sign off. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.